Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
In the midst of autumn, it's a great time to prepare for spring. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Great to see you, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we're talking about great bulbs to plant. We got to get those in the ground so we can have a gorgeous springtime.
That is for sure the truth. And, you know, the funny thing is you do your fall cleanup and everything. You pretty much have it done by now, except for chasing some leaves. But when it's all done, there's one more project left.
There we go.
And it's the Boku Bulb Project, right?
Right.
And tulip bulbs are just a fascinating thing to gardeners, landscapers, and hort geeks like myself. There was a time in our history that there was the tulip mania, that's 1634 to 1637. And we all heard about this. But there was, at one time, the value of tulip bulbs was equal to or greater than the value of coined money.
Why? Why so valuable?
It was just very novel. Mm-hmm. It was just very novel. And there was one particular bulb called the Semper Augustus. At the time, it would sell for 10,000 guilders. That's a Dutch monetary deal. And you could have bought yourself a home on a canal.
That's with just one bulb?
One bulb.
What this thing looked like when it bloomed?
Well, it was pink, and some of the original prodigy of tulip bulbs, by the way, are one of the most domesticated crops that have ever existed. They share that with marijuana, potatoes, and apples.
What an interesting family.
Yeah, baby, coming over for marijuana, apples, and tulip bulbs. And so nowadays, they're just as popular, but they're much more affordable, thank goodness.
Yay.
Right? And before we get into the particulars of some of those favorites, I want to tell everybody a great way to plant tulip bulbs is to get the soil auger that goes on the end of your drill. You can drill all the holes, and they bring this crumbly, nice soil that goes right back into the little hole.
Wow.
And it can speed the process up, and it can also ensure you some extra success. Because the tulip bulb sits snugly in this hole, so it remains upright. So even when the water fills that loosely soil-filled hole, it's not going to make the tulip bulb float and turn over.
Is this like point end up? Do you want point end up?
You do. And okay. You can see there's a little cluster on the bottom of the tulip bulb that looks like
the roots,
a hairy
deal,
like a hairy navel. That's roots down. So... I do have some favorite bulbs, Laura. You want to talk about some favorite bulbs?
I would love to talk about some of your favorite bulbs.
I love purple and blue things, and anyone that's been to my house knows that. I can prove it.
Okay.
My whole house is blue, but there's one large tulip that I find to be striking, and it's a large early tulip, so that means it's on a tall stem. You know, it can be 18 to 20, 24 inches tall.
Gracious.
It's the Purple Prince.
Okay.
And it is just a traditional shaped, C-shaped cup tulip bulb on a large pale green stem, and that purple stands up tall. So you could plant this amongst other ground cover plants or woody shrubs that might be ground cover so that the tulip bulb pokes up through the leaves or the needles of what's close to the ground.
Standing tall like a crown prince.
Indeed, indeed. Now, the next one is my very favorite of all times, and it's a tulip bulb of antiquity, and it is the Viking.
Oh, the Viking. Yeah, I can see that.
I love the Vikings.
What's it look like?
It's been popular for over 100 years or longer, and this was a tulip bulb that was around back during the tulip mania, but this is a scarlet tulip with yellowy-green wavy foliage, and it's short. It's close to the ground. And
it comes with a sword, right?
That's right. It comes with a sword and really bad breath from eating nothing but meat. And this is a neat tulip bulb, because if you're a tulip lover, you know that to have the tulips year after year, you have to leave them grow for a while
after the leaves. Flower
show is over.
Right.
And the Viking is great for that because the foliage is attractive, little noodly, wormy kind of leaves.
Terrific. You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening shows for those who like to get their hands dirty. And this week, we're talking about Murph's favorite bulbs.
I got another one for you.
Okay.
There was at one time a Dutch princess that was so popular, Princess Irene had a tulip bulb named after her.
Oh.
And this one has an orange and purple combination that I find to be similar to the colors of sunset.
Okay.
And it's also a short tulip. So far, we've talked about one tall and two shorts. And now we move on to the Sea Dow. It's another short, and it's a ground cover type tulip bulb, deep red in color. But tulip bulbs are not the only bulbs that are great for fall planting and spring sprucing.
Well, what other suggestions might you have?
There's anemone. It's kind of a little aster flower kind of looking bulb.
Uh-huh.
There's a Blanda type of anemone mix that has lots of whites and pale violets mixed together. Dutch iris and crocus.
Mm.
You can't really have tulip plants without these included in there to kind of round off the palette. Daffodils and hyacinth are also popular because they have shown some deterrence to rabbits and deer.
Yeah, I actually have some daffodil bulbs that I planted. I swear it must have been like 10 years ago, and these guys are still coming up. And I don't do anything with these guys. I just ignore them, and they just keep coming back.
Yeah, and to keep us out of trouble with Grow Corporate, I want to say that I've had lots of experience planting deer-resistant landscapes only to see the deer show up and chow down.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not guarantee you that that's going to happen with crocus and daffodils, but they seem to be less attractive than some of the other flavors that they like. There is hyacinth, grape hyacinth, because I love the purples and the blues. I think they're just fantastic, and they have this neat, like, little Queen's Guard helmet-type flower. I just think it's really neat, you know, compared to the little cup-shaped tulips. And then there's Siberian squill.
Squill?
And we've all seen this, but a lot of us don't know what it's
what's
called.
What's it look like?
And it looks a little bit like the hyacinth, and it's got kind of like a tall, skinny central cluster, and the flowers kind of hang down, and it's kind of a hairy looking flower, similar to, say, a witch hazel flower. But again, I like this one because it comes in violets. And if you're really wanting to kind of get on the bandwagon with tulips and you want to give it the first try, I can recommend a couple of tulips that are very fashionable right now.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and the black or chocolate tulips are super popular.
Black Coco Chanel would love that.
She would. And they also come in the 2 to 3, depending upon how you look at it, the various heights that they come in. And then there is blue tulip. There is such thing
as
a blue
really
tulip.
It's really blue.
There's a couple that I found that I think are fabulous, and we're going to have to talk about it again next year because I'm going to plant these for the first time.
So we're going to find out how well they work. What are they called?
Sky Blue.
All right.
Sky Blue. The name describes everything you need to know about this
tall tulip.
And then a version that's similar in color but shorter in stature is the Triumph. Again, another kind of true blue, not a purple. More like a faded pair of blue jeans, indigo color.
That's amazing.
And you got to love that. So these are, tulips are best planted in mass, just like our spring, summer, and fall annuals.
Mm-hmm.
I call that the Disney effect. You know, when you see one loud presentation of color displayed in mass.
Mm-hmm.
Do that with your tulip bulbs.
Yeah, and don't forget to mulch over them. Give them a watering after you put them in and mulch over them, right?
That's right. For sure, mulching over them. And if you take us up on the recommendation to use the soil probe, it's going to make the planting go so much faster.
Okay, that's great advice. Thank you so much, Murph. And I'm looking forward to having a fashionable planting bed.
As always.
Absolutely. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, thatch and how to deal with it. Now, do you have a gardening question or problem that you would like Murph to answer? Go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and then just send it along to us. And Murph will take a look at your question to answer on the air. That's wglt.org/grow.